It's 3 o'clock and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Michelle Liao with Yuling Wang and Cindy Liu. In the weather, it's cloudy 4 degrees with light rain outside our East York studios today. Now, here are the headlines. Another tunnel is being proposed for Union Station to decrease crowding. The Leafs lose their last home game to the Ottawa Senators, and awards for feminist porn are to be held tonight. And now to our top story. A man was arrested this morning after a chase and struggle with police because he was suspected of trying to rob the Dominion on College and Crawford Street. Around 1 a.m., police had noticed the armed suspect attempting to rob the store, and after he fled, police caught him in an apartment building. He had gotten into a fight with six ETF officers and was holding a large butcher knife, and the standoff lasted an hour. Police had to pepper spray him and eventually arrested him. Sergeant Ralph Brooks says detectives are investigating if this robbery is related to others in the area. The suspect is facing at least four charges of robbery. A new tunnel is being proposed to connect Union Station with the business district. Toronto planners also want to widen the sidewalks on York Street. This will decrease the road to two lanes. A report to the Works and Infrastructure Committee says the plans will increase foot traffic to and from the station since the current path system won't be able to handle the projected increase. The proposal is to be considered on Wednesday. And Ontario is now calling for tougher legislation against animal abusers. If the Provincial Animal Welfare Act is passed, the offender could get jail time, fines up to $60,000, or be banned from owning pets. A spokesperson for the Humane Society says they criticized the plan to change legislation because it didn't say how the changes would be financially supported. Immigrants from other countries refer to Canada as a land of opportunities, but for one immigrant from the Philippines, this belief has slightly changed. Sharman Hassanyani reports.
Ellen Cruz is 33 years old. She immigrated to Canada almost a year ago in March 2007. She came on a two-year work visa as a private nurse for the elderly. She says she came to live in Canada in hopes for a better future. Her family and friends told her that this country offers many jobs quickly. Like most immigrants new to the country, Cruz has also had to return to school while she works. That's despite the fact that she already has a Bachelor of Science. She says this makes her feel frustrated.
At back home before, I'm thinking that it's wonderful and people say that it's a nice place, a lot of jobs and nice people. But then I told you the first time that I came here, it's like for me it's not true.
Cruz learned English as a second language in the Philippines. She says being able to communicate is important, especially when you don't have the help of family and friends.
It's hard to find a job here if you don't have any education, especially you don't know how to speak English. So they should have to learn, speak English, and have more education.
Cruz says that she is still optimistic about her career goals. To live here, she says you must always work hard and have a lot of patience before you can reach your dreams. Sharman Hassanyani, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's the latest news. Now here's Yuling Wang with sports.
Thanks, Michelle, and good afternoon, everyone. The Toronto Maple Leafs left fans disappointed last night by ending their season at home with an 8-2 loss to the Ottawa Senators at the Air Canada Centre. This leaves the Leafs with their third consecutive season without making it to the playoffs. The Leafs have suffered 9 losses at home by 4 or more goals. Last night's game leaves the Ottawa Senators closer to the playoffs. The Leafs will end their season by playing the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow night at the Bell Centre. However, the most points the Leafs can finish with is 85 points, making it their worst season in 10 years. Continuing with hockey, the Canadian women's hockey team defeated Russia last night in the opening game for both teams at the World Women's Hockey Championship in Harbin, China. The Canadian women's team was victorious with an 8-1 win. Megan Acosta scored 2 goals and the Canadian goaltender Kim St. Pierre stopped 10 of 11 shots. In the other groups, the United States beat Germany 8-1 and Sweden defeated Japan with 5-0. The playoff round will be played by the top 2 teams in the pool, while the rest of the teams play in the relegation round. The winners of the pool will compete against each other and battle for the gold medal. Canada will wrap up the preliminary round on Sunday by playing against China, the host country. In baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays were left disappointed last night after losing with 1 run to the New York Yankees. The 3-2 loss came as a hard defeat after the Jays were leading early in the game. The victorious Yankees defeated the Jays for the second time in the first series of the American League regular season. However, despite their 2 early losses, the Jays have positive prospect with Toronto's pitchers holding a 3.47 ERA, and with batters Vernon Well and Alex Rio, the Jays' chances of winning the next game seem high. Tonight and tomorrow, the Jays faced off Boston. Toronto Raptors are considering protesting a time dispute from a game played Wednesday in Atlanta against the Hawks. The game played in Atlanta resulted in the Raptors' defeat and grouped them into a three-way tie in the Eastern Conference for seventh place. The dispute began when Carlos Delfino passed the ball to TJ Ford, who tipped the ball into the net at the last second of the game, breaking the 107-107 tie between the teams. Video footage later showed that Ford's fingers were still on the ball after time was up, sending the team into overtime where the Hawks beat the Raptors 127-120. The Raptors are still deciding about whether to dispute the problem because photographs show that the clock was started too early. This has not been the first dispute the Raptors and Ford has had with Atlanta. Tonight, the Raptors face off the Bobcats at the Air Canada Center. The U of T women's basketball team went into the Athletic Center Wednesday night looking to dispatch the winless RMC Paladins. The Blues, playing without three of their starters due to injury, looked to their bench to pick up the slack. Matt McKay reports.
Toronto on the ball for most of the night as the Varsity Blues crushed the RMC Paladins at the Athletic Center 67-25. The win puts the Blues on top of their division, 2 points ahead of their rivals from York. Blues head coach Michelle Belanger was clearly impressed with her players' performance.
I think they're working very hard, and I'm pleased with a lot of the progress, and I hope that we can get to be more communicative out on the court, and that would be our biggest weakness right now, is that we don't talk to each other enough while we're playing. And if we can get that piece going, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Co-captain Christine Cho led the Blues offense with 18 points. She said the game proved just how deep their bench is.
Our team is pretty deep, and that's, like, this proves it, right? So, everyone contributed, and it was really good.
But starting next weekend, the league-leading Blues schedule gets a whole lot tougher. Four of their last six regular season games are against two teams right behind them in the standings, York and Laurentian. The Blues will first travel to York and Laurentian this weekend, followed by games at Ottawa and Carleton the following weekend. But first place will most likely be decided during the final weekend of the season in Toronto when York and Laurentian come to town. If the Blues manage to hang on to first, they will have dethroned their rivals from York, who have won the division the past 3 years. I'm Matt McKay, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's all from the world of sports. Here is Cindy Liu with the buzz from Hollywood.
Thanks, Yuli, and good afternoon, everyone. The third Feminist Porn Award screening show is going to be held at the Gladstone Hotel tonight. All the tickets were sold out so far. The criteria of this Women Porn Awards portraying sincere happiness in life, as well as taking the view of minority group in society, including transgender and disabled women. But intention has to show women achieve their sexual desires in a safe way. CTV Globe Media is going to donate an amount of $2.3 billion to the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Science within the next 7 years. This charity organization provides students with scholarships to continue their music education. They also help schools with grants to buy musical instruments. American actor George Clooney didn't get a credit on the new film Leatherheads, and he has to decide to leave the writer guild of America. He believed he has written two scenes for the movie, but he got 2-1 in an arbitrary hearing. Many Centennial College students choose to work for the newspaper career. This paper provides students with the chance to report, photograph, design, and layout. One man spends his days among a noisy students' lounge working to make good journalists. Bree Watts has a story.
Journalism students graduate every year from Toronto schools and spend lots of time competing for jobs when they're done. The industry is tough and experience is necessary. There is one man that is there to provide that experience at Centennial College. Matthew Yule is the communications manager for the Centennial College Student Association. He has many tasks to complete, and one of his favorites is working with aspiring journalists. He hires and trains editors, copy editors, and other staff for the Centennial College student newspaper, The Courier. Yule enjoys watching young journalists come and evolve into professionals. It can be challenging to have yearly staff turnover, but Yule swears by the importance of students in keeping the paper alive.
I like watching them, but helping them go from, like, opinionated first time think they know it all better than you, from Guelph, Ontario editors to, you know, full-time great journalists.
Working with Ewell can be rewarding and provide good experience to those entering into the world of journalism. He has watched many journalists leave Centennial and move on to good jobs in the field. Experience does mean everything in the industry, and Ewell says he is there to provide that opportunity to students who want it.
Yeah, like Aaron Brophy is the editor of Chart, you know, so he's in the industry he's well known. Mm-hmm. Jamie Hunter, who's my sports editor, is now the editor-in-chief of Driven.
Journalism is a tough and competitive industry, but Centennial College students are being shown how to get a head start. Bree Walt, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's all for me now. Let's send it back to Michelle for the wrap.
Thanks, Cindy. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.